Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello everyone, and welcome to the podcast episode number 17. The press release, dead or alive? The press release is one of my favorite tools at the agency. It's certainly the center of everything we do with each of our clients. There's always a press release in the middle of it. It's really rare that we don't use that tool. Well, I have to admit that sometimes we might use what we call a pitch, but it's still a part of a press release. All this to say that I wanted to talk about the press release today, and my question of the day is, the press release dead or alive? Because clients have told us that trendy young agencies no longer use press releases to reach journalists or influencers, that they don't include a press release in the package when they send a product. I'm like, what? They don't? What's happening? I was so surprised. And well, I admit I was a little worried as well. Certainly the press release, like everything around us, has gone digital. Like, it's not a piece of paper as it used to be. Before, it was just a piece of paper. Now we email these information, the press release. We attach it to a pitch, to an email we send to an influencers. And it's still, as I just said, our number one tool at the agency. So I was really surprised by that. And I couldn't imagine sending a product to a, let's say, a top influencers or a top tier journalist without including the basic information about this product, you know, what it is, why are we sending it to them, you know, what's important about the product, what's the price, where it's sold. So I went a little further and pushed my researches to see if this was true, like agencies are not using press release anymore, what's happening? So I called some contacts of mine in the media and some influencers that we work with regularly to ask them the question, is this true? You don't receive press releases anymore with products that you receive from other, you know, PR agencies or from companies? Well, it would appear so. But be aware, though, that many people need that these information and they want the press releases. So what's happening? Some journalists do receive so many products, especially the ones that we want to attract, you know, the attention, and we want them to talk about a product. They probably receive many more. And if you don't include a press release or what's happening, this is what they told us. They just told us that they put the product aside and sometimes don't even talk about it because for them, they're missing the information. And I hear you. You're just thinking, well, why don't they go on the website of the company? They will find out all the information is probably there. Well, yes, you're right. They could do that. Some of them will. But you need to know that when they do some unboxing, which is a big trend now on Instagram, if they don't have the information handy, they might put your product aside because it means they have to sit down behind a computer and do some researches, go online, go consult the company's website. But keep in mind, probably as you and I both know, people like things easy. They like when it's a no-brainer and they can find information very easily. They're humans at the end of the day. They're just like you and me. And because some of them are highly sought-after influencers and journalists, if you don't give them everything, if you give them a reason, just one little reason not to talk about your product, they will put it aside. So know that it's important to put some information in a box. Maybe, you know, it's not going to be a perfect press releases, but you need to have the information included, a piece of paper in the box that you're sending. And I continued my research and consulted a great report. I'm going to share some amazing information, statistics. You know, if you've listened to some of the podcasts, you probably know that I love numbers. So I'm going to share with you today some information from this large corporation called Cision. They are probably in 40 different countries right now. They weren't so big a few years back, but I just find out that they bought so many database, actually media lists from all over the world, so in different countries, which makes their report even more interesting. So they have this report every year that they call the State of the Media Report, and I'm going to share some great information in it, which I love because, as you can imagine, we have a sense of what they are putting in this report, because this is what we do on a daily basis. You know, we're part of the battle, right? We're right on the front line. So we know what's happening out there, but it's really hard to measure because we haven't sent a questionnaire to, I don't know, thousands of journalists. So here I am with my numbers. And what this Cision, the State of the Media Report says, is that 63% of respondents that completed the survey, journalists mostly, they said that they wanted a press release from a public relations professional. So if you are a public relations professional and you do what I do every day, make sure that you keep that in mind, 63%. And what's more interesting is that it goes up to 73% depending on the country. So this figure goes up in some European countries. And I thought it was Germany, 73%. So I guess in Germany, PR professionals must do a great job and journalists just love receiving press releases from them. So all this to say that in North America, 62% is a large percentage. It's huge. So it's a big number. So yes, journalists love press release. So you need to learn how to design them as much as possible, especially if you want to do PR on your own. So media professionals, those journalists have ranked the press release the most valuable type of content they receive from their PR contacts. Isn't that cool to know that? So I haven't invented this. These are stats from the Cision report. So they've chosen the press release as their top source, and it's almost from all over the world, so nearly universal. So with journalists from, you know, probably 40 different countries, they all stated that the press release was their most trusted source of information. Hey, right? Let's pay attention to this document. So here are a few suggestions that I love from the Cision report to make your press release as effective as possible. So what should you do? And just by the way, if you want to learn how to really draft press releases and build them in the most efficient way, you can work with us. Get on our list. And we do have our free webinar sometimes, and we will have trainings coming soon. So if you go on our website, natapr.com, you'll see this famous pop-up window. So if you enter your email in it, you'll be on our list and you'll be informed of everything that we do. And we teach that. We teach that stuff, and it's easy to learn. So know that to make it very effective, to make your press release super effective. 45% of the journalists, top influencers, what they say is they want a clear stated hook, a news hook. So they want to have a sentence that's going to tell them what is the press release all about, what's the story, that they can even use as a title for their own article. And I love when it happens. I love working on that. This is one of my favorite parts, is finding press releases, finding title to press releases. I just love that. And let me give you an example. So something that could be a hook. Let's say you have this company that's called Mouton, and Mouton is choosing Merino wool, 100% natural Merino wool in everything they do. It could be even something with a better impact that could be Mouton has chosen durable Merino wool to produce its scarves. So voilà, then you know what they will be talking about. So Mouton is creating, Mouton means sheep in French. I'm just making it up. It's not a real title, but it's similar to something we just did. And so if you have a very clear title, it helps tremendously. as always, attract the attention of the media. So 45% want a hook and 27% want to have information written as it was a story, like without all the technical information or nothing too scientific. So something easy to understand, as if you were telling them a story, as if you were telling a story to a seven-year-old. So they want something simple that they can also tell their readers. So 27% want a story easy to understand. 17%, they want quotes because it really catches their attention. And if you have some good quotes, meaning not from a marketing person, but from your owner, from the person that's behind the brand, that created the product, that's, you know, knitted the scarves from Mouton. So let's say you have a quote that says, well, we love using durable merino because this merino, the ones that we use, is natural, eco-friendly, has all the good buzzwords. Plus, at the end of its life, if you plant it in your garden, it will be disintegrated. It will disappear. It goes back to nature. That could be a fun quote. And you have your president signing this quote. So that's 17%. Remember that. So 45% wants a hook. 27% want to read a story that's easy to understand. 17% love quotes. And listen to this, one of my favorite percentages. 27% are looking for great images compared to 13% for videos. This means if you have a limited budget, make sure you have great pictures. Don't invest in a video. No need. They want pictures. 27%. Well, if you have a large budget, then you can also have pictures, video, obviously, but 27% compared to 13% for a video. So make sure you have these amazing images that they catch the attention. And I don't remember the number. I was listening to another podcast and they were mentioning that I think it's 60,000 times faster, like your eye is going to see the images before reading something. So see? Images are super crucial. So take the time to do your homework as well. Know who the influencers or the journalists you're targeting, who it is, what they talk about. Know what they usually use. And if you read some of their articles, you see the pictures they use, make sure you send them something in the same vein, right? Give them original information. Find an expert who will be prepared. So if you have to brief the owner, the president, or make sure you prepare even yourself. Find, you know, all the questions, imagine all the questions the journalist could ask you and find the answers before doing the interview. So be prepared, or if you have your professional PR like us, you have to prepare your spokesperson. And if this person is well prepared, they might invite them again. And media love that, especially if it had something to the story, it makes it more alive, right? In short, the press release is still the number one tool you need to create and to develop. And as you can imagine, we have our own techniques at the agency. We'll be more than happy to teach them to you. And we know how to create like very attractive press releases that are simple, effective, and that really go straight to the point. And this is what media are looking for. They don't have to be long, right? Try to have one press release on one page, including an image. So make sure that everything is clear and simple. So yes, the press release is alive and well. So I'm happy to announce that the press release is not dead. And if you want to work with us, we'll be happy to advise you. So get on our list, get on our mailing list, and you'll find out when we have free webinars, when our next trainings are about to start. I really hope that you've learned a thing or two in this podcast that are useful to you. And à la semaine prochaine. See you next week. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to nadapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nada PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@nadapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.